This is Closer Look. I'm Jim Burris in for Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. Each year, more than 200,000 new cases of prostate cancer are diagnosed, and more than 27,000 will die from the disease. Prostate cancer is the most common cancer among American men.
Well, here in Atlanta, on the campus of Clark Atlanta University, is the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. Its goal is to eradicate prostate cancer as a public health issue altogether. Joining us in studio today to talk is the director of the CCRTD, Dr. Shafiq Khan. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So prostate cancer is one of the leading cancers in men, and it's highly curable, as I understand, if it's detected early. The question is, are doctors generally detecting this type of cancer early?
Yeah, I think there is more being detected now earlier, but still a lot of cases are detected too late. And those are the ones that usually result in mortality.
What is too late?
Too late is when the cancer has actually spread outside the prostate into other parts of the body, either to bone or to other organs around the prostate. And then it's very difficult to treat it. And sooner or later, that would end up in the death.
What are the symptoms? How, if I'm a male and I have prostate cancer, it's growing in me, how do I know?
Well, most of those symptoms are, to be honest with you, you don't want to wait for symptoms, because once you start having symptoms, it may be too late. But usually those symptoms are related to urination and ejaculation. And you know, when you're growing older, sometimes you have to run to the bathroom quite a lot. And that usually tells you that there may be something going on in the prostate, not necessarily cancer, but those kind of symptoms could lead you to look into the prostate.
Dr. Khan, over the, I would say the last few years, and this has also happened with women when it relates to breast cancer and when to get a mammogram and screening and all that, we keep seeing the medical community change the age of when a man should have a screening for prostate cancer. And it's also changed for men of color. So where are we, and why does the medical community seem to flip-flop so much on this issue?
That's a very, very interesting question. We really don't know, because the current guidelines are that for men over 50, they should talk to their doctor about having their prostate cancer screened. That is something which we think that it's something we should do. But also, you're looking at African-American men or men where they have a family history of the disease. We're suggesting that African-American men should go at age 40 and with a family history even at an earlier age.
I've read that. I know that it's a conversation that some men do not like to have. And my next question then is, what can family doctors, what can primary care physicians, what's the messaging there to make sure you're having this conversation with your doctor or you're having this conversation with your patient?
Well, part of what we do is in our community outreach and educational programs, that is one of the major things that we focus on. A lot of time, the men are very difficult to convince to go to doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if they don't have a problem. So tell somebody that you have to go to the doctor and get yourself checked without a problem. It's very difficult for men. So we're trying to educate people around that issue. And I think the more awareness about that will lead us to save a whole lot of lives.
So it sounds like you're saying it's also important for men to also have this conversation among themselves.
Yes.
And to encourage each other to get the screening.
Yeah, I think that a whole lot of preventive screening is something, or at least taking care of themselves is something which we try to educate.
As far as the test goes, we're talking about a physician's finger, right?
Yeah.
And there's also, is it the PSA test?
Yes.
And that's a blood test.
Yes.
Explain to us what that looks for, how that works.
Yeah, PSA is prostate-specific antigen. It's a protein which is made in the prostate, so that you can determine its amount in the blood. So if it goes beyond certain level, then you think that there is something going on in the prostate. It doesn't tell you that it's cancer.
Sure.
It could be anything. But it tells you that there may be something going on there, so you can have a closer look at that. So that's what that test is about. The digital rectal exam is then that to feel the prostate with your finger and see how smooth or bumpy it is, and that gives you an idea if something is growing in your prostate. So those are the two current tests available. There is nothing better than that yet, but a lot of work is being done to find some better markers.
And prostate cancer is often a slow-growing cancer, and for some men, it may be that they learn they have prostate cancer, but they don't actually need treatment because the reality is they'll probably pass away of something else before that would cause a problem. So when you're with a patient, when do you determine kind of that course of action?
Well, I'm a scientist. I don't see the patients. But what the problem in that is that when you have cancer in somebody's prostate, you don't know if it's the good one or the bad one. You don't know if it is something which will metastasize and develop very quickly or if it is something which is going to not cause any problems. So to make a decision whether to treat or not to treat is a very difficult one. And so it's a tricky thing. So we're trying to find out if we know, if we have a marker which can tell us that, well, this is not going to be a bad cancer, then we can leave it untreated because, as you say, they're very slow growing and most people will die of something else.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
It's okay.
We're speaking with Dr. Shafif Khan from Clark Atlanta University Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development, and this is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. So let's talk about the research that is taking place at Clark Atlanta University.
Well, we are one of the largest groups of basic research scientists in the country who are working on prostate, and that's our complete focus. And most of us are trying to understand the disease process itself, how the cancer cell develops, how it becomes metastatic, how it moves, how it. So that's the kind of things we do. But we also have a very dynamic community outreach and training program. And one of the things what I need to plug in here is we're developing a registry for prostate cancer survivors, a national registry. And purpose for that is to, especially for African American patients, to get some data about how this disease is affected, how it's treated, how people are doing after they have been treated. So that is what we call Prostate Cancer Registry, and we would like people to go on our website and register for that and participate in that.
Real quickly as we wrap up, because I'm guessing clinical trials are part of this, and we just did a segment with the Morehouse School of Medicine about the low rate of minority participation in clinical trials. Do you, as a researcher, are you all running into that situation as well?
Yeah, we don't do any clinical trials, mm-hmm. of course, but that's a major issue, and especially in the African American community, because of what happened in Tuskegee and other places.
That's exactly what we
talked
about.
And so one of the reasons we started this program at CAU was so that we are a minority institution and we are able to connect with the minority population better. And we're trying to change that, but that's a major problem. But let me give you the website for our registry.
Sure, let's hear it.
Absolutely.
It's a www.pcregistry, it's one word, pcregistry.cau.edu. And people can log on and register and give us the information. It's all anonymous information, but we are trying to collect that data.
And this is for cancer survivors.
Cancer survivors, and so that we're trying to collect demographic data and see how we can help the future patients.
Our guest has been Dr. Shafik Khan from Clark Atlanta University Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development. We've been talking about prostate cancer awareness, especially in minority communities. Thank you so much for coming in.
Dr. Khan.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.